What does the Bible say about the relationship between a husband and a wife? The Bible says in Genesis 2:24, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." Now, that oneness of flesh does not mean that the woman becomes the man and the man becomes the woman. You still maintain your individuality in the sense that God makes each person different. He did not make Adam and Eve together at the same time. He made them separately. He made Adam from the dirt. He made Eve from a rib. So he made them different. But God's glory in our lives, his power is such that he can take two different people and make them one. Whether they're sinless or sinful, he can take two different people and make them one. So in a marriage, the wife still has the personality, the husband has his. But there's something higher than personality. There is that desire to please God by working together, learning to work together. The husband is the head of the home, yes, but he's not a dictator. He's not a boss. He's just the head. The wife, she's the sunlight in the home. The husband is the house band. If children come, he's the one who takes charge of discipline. The mother is the one who brings the sunlight, the sunshine, who provides, who takes care, who nurtures. And they have the different roles, but they work together. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost are three separate entities, but they work together so brilliantly that there is never dissension. And that's the way the marriage relationship should be. The wife has a personality, the husband has his, but the wife does not insist on her personality or the husband on his. They insist on the glory of God. And when the glory of God is our priority, we can make changes in our personality as needed to protect God's honor in the relationship.